From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Negotiating Palestinian statehood was an early priority for the White House, but these days U.S. diplomats are spending much of their time trying to stop the Palestinians from going to the United Nations seeking diplomatic recognition. Palestinians say they have no other choice since negotiations are deadlocked. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, some former Israeli officials came to Washington to urge the U.S. to help revive those talks.
Retired Major General Shlomo Gazit says he understands that the Obama administration has other priorities these days, and most Israelis are just fine with that.
The majority are quite happy. We go on living our life. Don't bother us. We are doing what we want, and everything is fine. The minority is very much worried about it.
The former military intelligence official is not your usual peacenik, though he came here on a trip sponsored by the pro-peace advocacy group J Street. Gazit, who once oversaw the occupied territories, says he fears for the future of Israel if it doesn't allow Palestinians to have a viable nation.
The state I've been fighting for the last 75 years, for its establishment, for its strengthening, this state may lose its Jewish character, may lose it being a democracy. And that's the end of Israel, from my point of view.
He says the Palestinian effort to get the UN to recognize Palestine will only add to Israel's diplomatic isolation. But Gazit doesn't see his country or the U.S. offering serious initiatives to counter this, nor does Sabri Saidam, an official of the Fatah movement that controls the Palestinian Authority.
We have a saying in Arabic that if it was to rain, there should have been some clouds in the sky, and there's definitely no clouds. There's no initiative whatsoever that had invoked the interest of the Palestinian leadership to resume negotiations.
Palestinians were encouraged when President Obama recently said that the starting point for talks should be the 1967 lines with agreed land swaps. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called those lines indefensible, so Saidam argues there's no basis for negotiations.
Israel is not willing to acknowledge the 1967 borders. Israel is not willing to stop settlement activities. And the Palestinians at large are not willing at all to negotiate their pizza while it's being eaten.
The U.S. hasn't helped matters, according to Daniel Levy of the New America Foundation. He says that the Obama administration tried, but failed, to get its partners, the U.N., European Union, and Russia, to sign on to a statement encouraging the Palestinians to drop the U.N. bid. The text, Levy says, looked like it was drafted in Jerusalem.
That's where we got stuck. I think that isn't helping get past this U.N. bump. It's probably going to make a UN vote more likely. And it is beginning, this kind of approach is really beginning to marginalize and almost make irrelevant U.S. diplomacy on such an important issue.
The U.S. is expected to veto any Security Council resolution recognizing Palestine, but would be in a small minority if the Palestinians take their case to the General Assembly. A top U.S. diplomat at the U.N., Rosemary DiCarlo, told the Security Council this week there are no shortcuts to statehood.
Symbolic actions to isolate Israel at the United Nations in September will not create an independent Palestinian state.
But the Palestinians show no sign of backing off, and some Israelis, including retired General Shlomo Gazit, are anxious, saying the status quo is not sustainable.
The status quo has never been a status quo. It's always on the move and in the wrong direction. And now we have reached a moment that it may become really dangerous.
He says diplomats may have already run out of time. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.